Prechos daf nunvav. So the Caesar said to Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Chanina, it's like they say that the Jews are so smart, so what's going to be in my dream tonight? Tell me. And he, Yoshua, Rabbi Chanina said that the Persians are going to capture you and they're going to make you shepherd their pigs with a staff of gold. And this was like, you know, the Caesar was thinking about this all day long, and then he ended up dreaming about it. Why? Because we know that the dreams follow the things that you think about in the daytime, and this was clearly a very vivid depiction that Rabbi Yoshua ben Rabbi Chanina gave the Caesar. So King Shapur said the same thing to Shmuel. They say the Jews are so smart, what's going to be in my dream? Shmuel said that the Romans are going to capture you and they're going to force you to grind date pits with a golden mill. Again, he was thinking about it all day long, and King Shapur ended up dreaming about this. Bar-Hedja was a dream interpreter, right? Bar-Hedja was this guy who interpreted dreams. And anyone that paid him, he would give a good interpretation to. And if you didn't pay him, then he would give you a bad interpretation. So Abaye and Rava dreamed the same dream, and they told Bar-Hedja the dreams. And Abaye paid Bar-Hedja, and Rava didn't. So Abaye would always get good interpretations, and Rava didn't. So here are some of the dreams that they had. They both said that there was a pasuk recited in our dream, the pasuk of your ox will be slaughtered and you won't eat from it. So for Rava, he said, your business is going to fail and you're going to be too sad to eat. For Abaye, he said, your business will profit and you're going to be too happy to eat. Now, the other pasuk says, you'll have kids and they'll go into captivity. So for Abaye, he says, you're going to have many kids, but they're going to get married to your wife's family. So even though, obviously, you know, it's still a good thing and they're getting married, it's going to feel like they went into captivity because they married your wife's family instead of your family. To Rava, he said that your wife is going to die and your kids will go to a stepmom. Because even Rava, even you translate the pasuk as saying that this pasuk is talking about having a new wife. They said that they heard the pasuk of that you should go eat your bread with joy. He told Abaye that your business will prosper and you're going to eat and drink in abundance. To Rava, he said that your business is going to fail and you're going to have no appetite, but you're going to say this pasuk that you're going to eat your bread with joy as a way to try to mitigate your depression and anxiety over your financial situation. The pasuk said you're going to have abundant seed but harvest little. So for Abaye, he says you're going to have abundant seed. And for Rava, he said, looked at the second part of the pasuk and said you're going to harvest little. Similarly, the pasuk says you'll have many olive trees, but your olives will drop from the tree. So to Abaye, he said you'll have many olive trees. To Rava, he said you're not going to have any success because, you know, they're going to drop from the tree. Said all the pasuk that says all the people will see you and fear you. To Abaye, he said your teachings will spread. You'll become a Rosh Hashiva and people will become in awe of you, will be in awe of you. And to Rava, he said you're going to be falsely accused of breaking into the king's treasury. And so people are going to make a kal vachomer about you, meaning people are going to say, if even Rava could be arrested, the great Rava, then all the more so, how much more so could we be arrested? And this is all a false accusation. And this actually happened, that Rava was falsely accused of breaking into the king's treasury. They said they saw lettuce on the mouth of a keg. So to Abaye, he said your business is going to double like lettuce. To Rava, he says your business will be bitter like lettuce. They said they saw meat on the mouth of a keg. To Abaye, he said your meat and wine will be very high quality. To Rava, he said your wine will sour and your meat will only be good for a condiment with the wine. And you'd have to sell for very cheap. They said they saw a barrel hanging on a palm tree. To Abaye, he says your merchandise is going to grow to heights just like a palm tree. To Rava, he says your merchandise is going to be sweet like dates. Why? Because you have to sell it for so cheap. They said pomegranates will sprout. They saw a pomegranate sprouting from a keg. To Abaye, he said, your merchandise will be very expensive like pomegranates. To Rava, he says, your merchandise will be tart like pomegranates, meaning that your wine is going to sour and people are not going to like that. They saw a young donkey standing near their heads and braying. To Abaye, he said, you're going to be a king. To Rava, he said, the words Peter Chamor are not written in your tefillin. And Rava said, I've checked my tefillin. I know that the words Peter Chamor are written there. He said, okay, so if that's true, then it was written Chamor without a vav. Sorry, the word Chamor in the tefillin is supposed to be written without a vav. But the guy who wrote his tefillin, he wrote the word Chamor with a vav. Then he realized his mistake and erased the vav. However, this would make the tefillin puzzle. So then finally, Rava went alone, and he said, the outer door of my house fell. Bar-Hedja said, your wife will die. He said, my teeth fell out. He said, your sons and daughters will die. He said, I saw two doves flying away. He said, you'll divorce two wives. He said, I saw two heads of turnips. He said, you're going to get two blows with clubs. Shortly after, Rava heard two blind people fighting, and he went to go break up the fight between these blind people, and they started dealing him two blows, and they went to deal him another one. And Rava said, I'm only supposed to get two. So finally, Rava actually paid Bar-Hedja, and he said, the wall of my house collapsed. He said, you'll have boundless property. He said, I saw in my dream that Abaye's mansion fell, and I was standing in the dust. He said, Abaye is going to die, and you're going to become the Rosh Yeshiva of his yeshiva. He said, my mansion fell and everyone came to pick up the bricks. He said, your Torah is going to spread throughout the world. He said, my head split. And he said, oh, don't worry. That just means that feathers came out of your pillow. He said, in my dream, I saw they were reciting Hallel. And he said, that means that a miracle will happen for you. So one day, Rava and Bar Hejo were traveling in a boat together. And Bar Hejo said, I don't want to be in a boat with him, lest maybe, you know, the boat, something happened to the boat and started to sink. And Rava will be saved because he has a nace waiting for him, but I'm not going to be saved. So Bar Hejo tried to go get off the boat. And as he was climbing out, a book fell out of his pocket. Rava went to read it, and it said in the book that dreams follow their interpretation. Rava, realizing what was going on the whole time, and that Bar Hejo was just interpreting the dreams unfavorably and causing all these terrible things to happen in Rava's life, because everything that he interpreted and said would happen happened, Rava said, you Russia, you caused all my suffering. He said, but I forgive you for everything except the daughter of Rav Chista, who was Rava's wife, that Bar Hejo caused to die. And he said, I'm cursing you that may be handed over to a government that won't have any mercy on you. So Bar Hejo said, well, we know that Hashem takes the curses of Talmidei Chachamim very, very seriously. So I guess I have to go into exile because we know that exile atones for your sins. So he went and he went to outside of Israel. And he lived next to the treasurer, the royal treasurer. And the royal treasurer came to him and he said, I have a dream. I need you to interpret it. And the guy said, all right, pay me. And he wouldn't pay him. So he's like, all right, I'm not gonna interpret your dream. And the guy pushed him again. He said, pay me. And he said, I'm not going to pay you. So he wouldn't interpret the dream. Finally, the treasurer pushed him a third time and said, come on, you gotta interpret my dream. So he said, pay me. And he's like, no. And he said, fine, I'll interpret it for you. And he basically told him the dream. And he said that it's a sign that that worms are going to destroy the silk while it's under your control. And this is what happened. And they wanted to kill the royal treasurer. And the treasurer said, what are you talking about? Don't punish me. Punish the interpreter. Because he could have prevented this if he publicized it sooner instead of just pushing me away and trying to just get me to pay for it. And the government's like, oh yeah, good call. You're right. It was the interpreter's fault. Because he should have been, you know, he could have interpreted your dream, you know, a week earlier when you were asking him instead of just trying to go for money. And then he could have warned everyone. And so they ended up bringing him in and they gave him a very, very excruciatingly painful death, like tying his legs and his limbs to trees and like pulling the trees back, and basically it pulled his body apart. It was very, very painful. So Ben Dama asked Rabbi Yishmael to interpret his dream. He said, both of my jaws fell away. And he said, that means that there were Roman battalions that plotted against you, but they died. So Bar Kaba asked Rabbi to interpret his dreams. He said, my nose fell off. So this means Hashem's wrath was lifted from you. So my two legs were cut off. He said, this means that you're only going to ride on a horse. You're never going to have to walk again because you'll be very prominent. They said, in my dream, they said that in Adar, you'll die and you won't live in Nisan. So that means that you're going to die in glory and you won't have any trials in your life. So there's this Siddiqui who said to Rabbi Yishmael, in my dreams, this is what I saw. I saw pouring oil into olives. He says, that means that you had relations with your mom. So I plucked a star. He said, that means that you kidnapped a Jew. So I then ate the star. He said, that means that you sold the Jew and you consumed the money. He said, my eyes were touching each other. He said, that means you had relations with your sister. He said, I kissed the moon. He says, that shows that you had relations with the wife of another Jew. He said, I was treading in the shadow of myrtle. He says, that shows that you had relations with an engaged woman. He said that ravens were surrounding my bed. And he said, that means, Rabbi Yishmael said, that shows that your wife has had relations with many men. The Tzaduki said, there were doves surrounding my bed. Rabbi Yishmael says, that shows that you've defiled many women. He said, there were two doves flying away. He said, that shows that you divorced two women without a get. He said, I was peeling eggs in my dream. Rabbi Yishmael says, that means that you stripped a corpse, which sounds like, you know, you filleted the skin. And he said, listen, I did everything that you're accusing me of, but I didn't do this one. This one I didn't do. But then a woman came in and said, you're wearing the cloak of someone who died. And this proves that, you know, even though it wasn't like the literal that he stripped a corpse of its skin, he did take something from a corpse. So even this he was guilty of. So he said, I heard in my dream that them saying that my father left me money in Kapodkaya. So Rabbi Yishmael says, do you have any property there or has your father ever been there? And the answer was no. And so he said, that shows that you have money on top of a beam in your house. And he went and he actually found money on top of a beam in his house. Rav Chanina said that if you see a well in your dream, it means that you'll have peace. Rav Nosson said it means that you'll have success in Torah. And Rava says, no, this actually symbolizes life itself. Rav Chanan says that three dreams symbolize peace. If you dream of a river, a bird, or a kettle, Rav Chanina says this is only a kettle that has no meat inside. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says that when you see these certain things in your dreams, that have psukim that are related to them. One pasuk related to it is good, and one is bad. You should very quickly say the favorable, the good pasuk, before the not good one. And these are those things that have good and bad psukim related to them: rivers, kettles, birds, grapes, mountains, shofars, dogs, lions, shavings, shaving well, and reeds. We said that if you see one reed, it means you can expect wisdom. If you see multiple reeds, you can expect understanding. Reb Zera said gourds, hearts of palm, wax, and reeds are all favorable signs in a dream, because the Braisa says that gourds are only shown in a dream to someone who fully fears Shemaim. So one more thing that is also, who fully fears Hashem, so one more thing that also has psukim which have dual meanings is an ox. A Braisa says, and you should quickly say the pasuk of the good pasuk before the bad pasuk. A Braisa says, if you see an ox in your dream, right? So let's say you were eating the meat, that shows you're going to become wealthy. If the ox gored him, it shows that you're going to have sons who gore in Torah, meaning they really like learn Torah well. If it bit him, that means you're going to have travails in your life. If it kicked him, that shows that you're going to have a long journey soon. And if you rode it, that means that you're going to have greatness. However, Abraisa says that if you rode an ox, then the person's going to die. No, so we answered that if the person is riding the ox, that's a good sign. But if the ox is riding him, that's a bad sign. So now we're going to explain some other things you see in a dream. What they mean, a donkey means you can expect salvation. If you see a cat in a place where a cat is called a shunra, that means that they composed a beautiful song for him. If the cat is called, you're in a place where they call cats shinra, that means that a bad change is coming. If you see grapes, if they're white, that's good always. But if you see black grapes, it means they're only good if it's in the season of grapes. However, if it's not in the season of grapes, it's a bad sign. If you see a horse, if it's white, then it's always a good sign. However, if it's red, it's only a good sign if it's gently trotting. However, if it's galloping, that's a bad sign. If you see Yishmael, like the Yishmael, the son of Avram, then it means that your prayers were answered. If you see a camel, it means that they declare death for you and you are saved. If you see Pinchas, it means that they will perform wonders for him. If you see an elephant, it means that they will also perform a wonder for him. And if you see elephants, it means many wonders will be performed for him. We ask a question, there's a braisa that says all animals are good in a dream except for elephants and monkeys. So we're saying elephants a bad sign in a dream. So we answered, it's a good sign when the elephant is saddled, a bad sign when the elephant is unsaddled. Shkayach.